everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
From the Netherlands to the Holy Land, my next guest would embark on a journey of knowing more about the God of Israel, where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob walked, lived, served, sacrificed, gave, conquered, and multiplied as the Lord had commanded. But what makes a person from another country leave his own country, that is, start from scratch and choose the, quote, soup kitchen over a thriving business? Who does that? And more importantly, why? Here to share this and more in a testimony exclusive is that man on a mission now helping others achieve the same. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from the land of the Bible, Director of Partnerships and National Spokesman for Keshet Journeys, Israel, Mr. Marnix van Eddy. Marnix, sir, welcome to Testimony.
Thank you so much for having me. Very, very excited. Thank you.
Well, Marnix, we first met at a National Religious Broadcasters private meeting in Nashville, where host and NRB CEO Troy Miller kindly introduced you to share your story and also give opportunity for a, quote, NRB-JPB Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast, Keep God's Land, Fact-Finding and Solidarity Mission Tour to Israel, May 22nd through the 28th, 2024, in conjunction with the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast to be held May 28th to the 30th, all of which is sure to be a power-packed time of exploration, prayer, support, inspiration, and education for such a time as this. But before we delve into all of that, as well as your upcoming Project Bashan Tour for Men, May 19th through the 26th, 2024, would you, Marnix van Eddy, share with our listeners how you came to faith in Yeshua, Jesus, our Messiah, and the miracles that would follow from the Netherlands to the Holy Land? Marnix, please tell us that story.
Thank you, Jensine. Yeah, I mean, I grew up in a Christian family in the Netherlands and always followed my parents in their walk of faith and followed them on the way to the church. But I didn't have a living relationship with the Father. And to me at that time, it was just, yeah, it came across boring. And the Bible was just like dry text to me. So a year before I left to Israel, it was as if God was asking, when are you going to make a real decision for me? And He did it on several occasions. And in the end, I thought, okay, I have to do something about this. I need to find out what faith meant for myself. And so I thought, where can I find out more about God? So maybe in Israel. So in the end, I decided to embark on a vacation to Israel with the mission of finding God. And I stayed in a, started off in a monastery and met there the people around me, and I was asking them, how can I find God? And their answer was, yeah, you should read from your Bible. So I was sitting there in the garden of this monastery reading from my Bible, but it was just like dry text to me. And I felt a little bit frustrated. How can I find God? And then I decided just to, you know, to rent a car and to travel through the country, and went up to the Sea of Galilee. And at one side of the Sea of Galilee, I was still taking pictures with my foot in the water and sending to my friends, saying a bit jokingly, you see, I cannot walk on the water. And then I drove to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, And it was a beautiful sunset. And I thought, okay, maybe this is a good place to talk to God. So I parked my car, sat down on a stone wall, and I said to God, here I am. I'm fed up of doing it my own way. Tell me what I should do. And I heard literally a voice saying to me, if you will follow me, I will lead you. And as down to earth as I was, especially at that time, I thought I made it up myself. And after that, I just started to call some friends and telling them about the beautiful view that I saw on sunset. And only a few days later, I read for my Bible, and I didn't know the Bible that well at that time, that Jesus said to his disciples, follow me. And then I thought, oh no, I can't deny this anymore. If he's saying this to his disciples and now to me, I have to take this seriously. And at that moment, I couldn't sleep anymore. And I just said also, I said, okay, now I want to see how you can use me. You have given me certain talents and I make them available to you. But tell me what I should do. And after that, you know, I was reading from my Bible and suddenly words started to speak to me. And I felt really leadership in to what I was reading. And there were certain texts that at a certain point I heard, you know, God saying to me, that's for you. And then this text repeated it later in the same Bible and in the same passage. And again, I heard, that's for you. And I thought, I'm just making that up myself. But later on, people came with the same scripture to me and said, I think God is saying something to me, to you, and this and this scripture, and even randomly people came with the same scripture.
So Marnix, can you tell our listening audience what that scripture was?
It's from Isaiah, it's about God taking you up into the covenant with his people to open the eyes, to set the captives free. And but even, you know, in the time after that, I went also back to the Netherlands to see if doors were opening there in the Christian world. No doors were opening in the Netherlands. And at a certain point, I even asked the help of a coach. And I got the business card of this lady and still praying, you know, God, where do you want me to go? Where do you want to use me? And then I got her business card, and on the business card it says, Miss Israel. And I thought, okay, God has even a kind of sense of humor to make things clear, you know, that in which direction to go. And you know, I felt so homesick also to Israel. I couldn't hear the word Israel anymore, and even know Israeli music, etc. And at a certain point, I have to listen, and I went back to Israel, but I didn't know in which way God wanted to use me. I got connected with the director of a soup kitchen, and the name of the soup kitchen is Hineni, that's the Hebrew for URM. And
amazing.
Also to this, I said to this director, here I am. I'm here just to serve. I have no agenda, but can I be of help? And he said, you're more than welcome. I can even give you a place to stay. And in the end, I stayed inside their office in a small room, ate from their soup kitchen, and I just served there. And through that, I really experienced Israel from within. And they were helping, you know, people from the streets, but also survivors of terror and survivors of the Holocaust. And I experienced Shabbat dinners, etc. And I had such a desire for other people to have similar experiences in the land. And that's why at a certain point, I started to organize, programs for people to have similar experiences. And people asked, can't you organized also entire itineraries with buses and hotels. And in the end, I got acquainted with my current employer, Kesha Journeys. And in the end, they said, don't you want to come and work for us? And now, several years later, I'm one of the directors of this tour company and enabling others to have similar experiences in the land that Jesus called home. So,
amen and know, amen. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Marnix Van Etty, Director of Partnerships for Keshet Journeys, K-E-S-H-E-T Journeys, bringing people from all over the world to the land of the Bible. Marnix, I want to segue just a little bit. You met your beautiful bride while in Israel. Tell us that remarkable story briefly and how you became an instant father in the process. So God not only brought you to where he wanted you to be when you said, yes, I will follow you. And here you are in Israel working in a soup kitchen 5 years later, and now you're director of partnerships, making the dream come true for everyone across the globe to visit Israel in a very significant and impactful way. And we're going to talk about one of those tours in just a minute. But how gratifying was it for you to know that God has had his hand on you all this time, to giving you a wife who's originally from Poland, an instant family, and now you're also a father. You have three children. Talk about that a little bit.
All right. Yeah. So I met my wife very romantically via a dating site. We both didn't believe in it, but we found each other there over there on the site, and we met, and she said that my description or how who I was in the end. Was an answer to a prayer or a letter to God of 60 pages describing how she would thought her husband should be like. And
Did you say 60 pages or 6 pages?
Six.
Oh, 16 pages. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she wrote a description what her future husband should look like, and you know, she, as you mentioned, she lost her first husband. He passed away, and at that moment, her two children were 2 and 0, 3 months actually. And it took her 7 years to be ready to open up her heart for someone new. And that's why at a certain point she made this letter to God in order to prepare her heart and to open up. But she thought she was asking him the impossible. But she says that every word of this 16-page letter has been fulfilled. I've never read it because it's in Polish. That's, I believe, her word on it. And,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so we met.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and when we met, the children were at that time 9 and 7, so I became the instant father of 2 of her children, and God bless us with another child of us together, and she is now, in the meantime, 6 years old, and... So we are a composed family, but we are truly blessed how God brought us together, and it's special.
Well, that's very fantastic. Special. Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to Marnix Van Etty, a Director of Partnerships and National Spokesman for Keshet Journeys. Let's get right to what you are doing on the professional side of things. After the horror of October 7th, 2023, when Hamas terrorists brutalized and slaughtered over 1,200 innocent Israeli men, women, and children, and still today are holding 132 hostage, including Americans. How has this horrific mass killing affected you personally as well as professionally, and what efforts and outreach is Keshet Journeys providing to bring not only awareness, but healing, help, and Hope, in particular, the NRB Solidarity Tour. Can you talk about that?
Yes. Since the moment that the war broke out, we were immediately confronted with many many lies, so to say, even in the media. It was not just a battle against Hamas, but it was also a battle in the media, what was taking place. And the best way of showing to people of what is really happening here in the land is also by bringing them over here and showing them the facts. And but not just the facts, but also a visit of foreigners now to Israel is such a way of paying solidarity to Israel and the Jewish people and all people that are affected by this war, what is taking place. And through these tours, the people are paying their solidarity, but it's also for the people, it's a very special and emotional experience to be here in the land and to see how well it is being received.
Amen and amen. And to this point, the National Religious Broadcasters, of which I am a member and in the media, the NRB Solidarity Tour and Mission is May 22nd through the 28th, 2024. It's a tour like no other, as I understand it, including meetings with Israeli politicians and journalists, as well as the opportunity to contribute to humanitarian efforts while there. Talk about that.
Yes, it is of course delving into all the facts and visiting, for example, in the south, the kibbutzim, the villages that were attacked by Hamas, and also the music festival where over 300 young people were killed. There's now a memorial site. Visiting all those places, but at the same time, as I mentioned, paying solidarity by meeting survivors and meeting with wounded soldiers, and but also, for example, donating blood for everyone who wants, of course, because it's much needed under these circumstances. So in every way, it's paying solidarity to the nation of Israel.
So now, Keshet Journeys partners with actual tour agencies that make the reservations for those that are interested in coming. For example, Premier. Can you talk about that? And for the one that is listening right now, if they're interested in going on this journey, if it's not too late already, what website should they be going to get that specific information?
In order to connect with us, with Keshet Journeys, it's keshetjourneys.com. And through our website, which is fully focused on travel agents, organizations, ministries, media, you can click on Design Your Own Tour, and we can create a tailor-made program, tailor-made itinerary, totally focused on the vision and mission of each organization, purpose of each trip. Mm-hmm. And so that is what Keshet Journeys is doing, and we are cooperating in countries all over the world with travel agents, who are selling our tours, for whom we create specific tailor-made tours. But also, as I said, we work with churches and ministries also directly.
Which is fantastic. So for anyone that's in ministry out there, or whatever your position is, Keshet Journeys can tailor-make a trip just for you with Marnix Vanetti, who's boots on the ground there, who is living in Israel and has all of the inside connections in every way, shape, form, and fashion. Now, tell us a little bit about Project Bashan for Men Tour and what that will entail. I believe the dates on that are May 19th through the 26th, 2024.
Yes, we created these transformative programs specifically for men, and also especially for such a time as this, as it is focused on security, self-defense, and spiritual growth. And while in the world, unfortunately, terror is increasing, for example, in the United States, arms and weapons are available in every shop. Many men have weapons, but they don't know how to handle it, and also in, for example, neighborhoods. So what we would like to educate or to train men for is also protection inside their neighborhoods. Somebody, a stranger or a terrorist, walks into a neighborhood, not that every neighbor runs out and starts shooting and maybe even shoots his neighbor. And we are helping them to prepare how to set up communication inside your neighborhood, and how to prepare arms and weapons, etc. And not to scare people, but just how to be prepared and to train. But also, the tour is also focused on, as I said, spiritual growth, to be amongst men with each other, and being open and going into the desert and listening to God's full voice. That's also where the word in Hebrew, the word desert means midbar, and it comes from the word to speak. And in this quietness, that's the place where God speaks. So we want to take these men also into the desert and to prepare them how to listen to the still voice of God. So it's a unique program which we make available to everyone, but also, again, is available for men's ministries, for church ministries, and we can also tailor these tours totally to the vision and mission of each ministry or church.
Well, I think that's absolutely fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to Director of Partnerships for Keshet, K-E-S-H-E-T, Journeys, Marnix Vanetti. In our remaining time here today, any last words or thoughts for our listening audience?
I just believe that every Christian should have been at least once to the land of Israel. I mean, it's literally life-changing, and it will make the Bible come alive, but it will also be life-transforming. I, as I shared my testimony, I see it happening every single time. I've never seen anyone leaving Israel unchanged. But I also believe every pastor, who's teaching, he or she should have been in Israel at least once, because his teaching will never be the same anymore. And so I encourage each person to consider this and put it high on your bucket list.
Well, amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to International Spokesman and Director of Tour Partnerships for Keshet Journeys in Israel, Marnix Vanetti, whose journey to wholeness in Christ and in life continues to inspire others to do the same. You can learn more about Marnix Vanetti's work, ministry, and mission by visiting keshetjourneys.com. KASHETjourneys.com to get the latest in current tours, and in particular, NRB Solidarity Tour to Israel, May 22nd to the 28th, 2024, and Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast, May 28th to the 30th, 2024, as well as the upcoming Israel Tour for Men, May 19th through the 26th, please visit projectbashan.com to learn more. All tours designed to give one the historical, biblical, and beautiful view of the land of the Bible and its Messiah, Jesus, Yeshua, and our soon coming King. Marnix Ben Etiser, thank you for all that you are doing and have done to be the bridge that brings the feet to the very paths that Jesus walked, and in the process, souls for the kingdom, and powerfully so. Visiting the land of the Bible is, as you've said, a life-changing event, as yours was changed, from the Netherlands to the Holy Land, and now officially with Keshet Journeys, helping others do the same, and beautifully so. We thank you, and God bless you. Shalom.
Thank you so much, Dancing. God bless and shalom next year, or hopefully this year in Jerusalem.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JENSINEBARD.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.